there's the funding issue and there's the talent issue. At some point, you have to scale your newsroom to the money that you bring in, period. And that seems to be a revolution. I don't know why that's so revolutionary. What a shock, we have to pay the bills. And you will scale that newsroom down to whatever money there is. That's one issue. The other issue is the people, the talent, the skill sets that are necessary. And one of the things that I'm seeing right now in newsrooms is a real revolution among chief editors primarily, editorial management, editorial leadership. I wouldn't say it's a Mad Men to Math Men type of equation, but you're definitely seeing a migration, an out-migration of people who are just there for the journalism, and an in-migration of people who understand the economics of content that I've never seen before. I mean, these are 36-year-olds who have been with digital companies, and they can tell you, based on deep, rich analytics, what a piece of content does. And so they'll score, you know, you've seen Chartbeat, you've seen Parsley, you've seen other companies like this, and they will say, okay, well, obviously, if someone looks at a piece of article, a piece of content, that's something. If they dwell on it X amount of time, that's something. If they go this deep into the article, that's something. If there's a video, there's a whole scoring system that's emerging onto one piece of content, to the point that I'm seeing editors tell me then what the CPM, the advertising CPM is. An editor, that's extraordinary to me. And I think that there is a pretty interesting slow takeover of newsrooms of people with those skill sets. You know, who was it? Jill Abramson, former executive editor of the New York Times, was quoted recently. You may have seen, was it Vanity Fair or GQ, just in the last couple of weeks, where she was saying, she seemed to hint that had she not been pushed out when she was going to be pushed out, she was going to be pushed out anyway because she didn't give a damn about all of this. She didn't give a damn about the economics of content. And she gently suggested, A, she didn't care about it, and B, she admitted that you've got to have editorial leadership today that does give a damn about that. And I'm telling you from my travels, this is starting to really get pushed deep inside the industry right now. It'll take another 5 years for it. When I go to a small town newspaper and see a 20,000 circulation newspaper and their young editor comes to me and explains the economics of content, then the math men, I guess, have won. I'm not really sure how much that applies to journalism. I mean, there's the multimedia journalist. I just think that's inevitable. I think journalists need to be aware of, at least on a top line level, what is happening to their content and what success is. I was raised in a print newspaper world where I was just thrilled to see my byline. I was thrilled to see if there was a spike in single copy sales. But otherwise, I didn't care. I was in it for the art. And I think more and more
You enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm just, I gotta tell you this one stupid story. Sure. I still remember there was a fire. I was 19 years old. I had written this front page article on this major fire in this community south of where I was living. And they said it would just be a huge seller the next day. And I mean, this is a very small town story. I got up at 6 a.m. and I actually went down to the newsstand in that area and watched the newsstand sales. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess that's the modern Chartbeat, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I'm fascinated today to see the democratization of access to information. What can you do with my content that will increase its rank? That's an amazing revolution. The only thing I would say is it's still only about a 30% value proposition. When you go to companies like Fox and Vice and Business Insider and Refinery 29, BuzzFeed, etc., it's almost 100% value proposition. Their journalists and editors know that stuff inside and out. So we've got a ways to sort of get to that level, the other end of the burning rope, but we'll get there. I'm not worried about it.